Now, events in Iraq's parliament. Guards had to be called in to end an angry dispute over the issue of regional autonomy. Live television coverage was cut off, and later the session was abruptly adjourned. NPR's Anne Garrels has that story.
In accordance with the new constitution, Shiite lawmakers are pushing for legislation that would carve Iraq into largely autonomous regions. Sunni politicians, who say federalism will lead to a breakup of the country, argue the Shiites should first allow debate on amending the new constitution. They were promised this before last autumn's constitutional referendum in order to keep them in the political process. But today, the deputy speaker, a Shiite, introduced a federalism law sparking a furor. The Sunni speaker, Mahmoud al-Mashadani, declared he knew nothing about this addition to the agenda, calling it an insult.
Who did this? There is a conspiracy to present this.
The Kurds already have a nearly autonomous state in the north of the country, and several Shiite political groups want to form a similar region in the south. With Iraq's oil wealth concentrated in those areas, Sunnis in the resource-poor center fear they will be left with little. As the debate heated up, several lawmakers said Parliament should not be discussing this potentially explosive issue in open session. They said this would send the wrong message to the public. The television coverage was cut off shortly afterwards. And in a separate development this evening, the government shut down Al Arabiya, a popular satellite channel based in Dubai, citing news reports emphasizing terrorist attacks. The Iraqi public is increasingly disappointed with the Shiite-led government's ineffectiveness, and it has a pretty dim view of parliamentarians who achieve little in their first session other than providing themselves with relatively lavish salaries. Even Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, Iraq's most influential Shiite religious leader, has become increasingly critical of the predominantly Shiite parliament and government. With TV cameras off, the debate raged behind closed doors. Suddenly, bodyguards and security for parliament got radio calls to come inside. They hustled out lawmakers surrounding them as they left the building. Salah Mutlak, a Sunni parliamentarian, said the Shiite-led government is once again failing the country.
We should be discussing how we can restore security and peace to the country. Why this hurry on regions? Why are we focusing on a problem that can blow up the political situation?
It's been a bad week in parliament. A couple of days ago, it barely managed to avert an explosion after Kurdish regional president Masoud Barzani banned the national flag. It's now nowhere to be seen in Kurdistan. Many immediately interpreted this as a step towards separation. Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani, also a Kurd, denied this, saying the removal of the Iraqi flag was in accordance with Iraqi law, which calls for a new flag. He called the old one the sodomist flag, stained with the blood of hundreds of thousands. This seemed to placate lawmakers for the moment. But the dispute exposes the friction between Arabs and Kurds, along with the rift between Sunni and Shiite Arabs. While politicians play down the flag issue, taxi drivers who regularly drive to the north are still upset.
My license plates have the Iraqi flag on them. In Kurdistan, they told me to scratch out the flag. They told me I will have to pay $100 if I don't.
Kais Saud regularly drives passengers north. He believes Kurds are determined to have a separate state.
It's settled. They have security, comfort, money, oil. They have everything. They don't care about Iraq. If all of Iraq is on fire, they could care less. In fact, they would be happy.
Abbas Sabah, another driver, insists he will keep the flag even if he loses his livelihood. He says he's an Iraqi and won't remove the flag. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.